So this album, We Out There, is kind of a veritable who's who of people in the new British jazz scene. Recorded over 3 days in London, August 2017, and it's on Giles Peterson's Brownswood Recordings label. Giles Peterson is kind of helping this scene along, and he, in fact, has he had a whole event this summer called We Out There, and I think that's going to help make things move. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go through this album and introduce you to the various players in this scene, and then we'll take a deeper dive into their individual albums. So that's what I'm thinking of doing. In fact, there have been a couple of articles. If you're up for reading articles, Wax Poetics did an article on these guys recently, and Mojo, the music magazine, also did an article with a lot of pictures, and they called out 10 key records from the UK jazz explosion. And I have all but two of them, but I have other tracks. One of the albums I don't have is from Maisha, There Is a Place, but we're going to hear Maisha right now from We Out There. And this track is called Inside the Acorn. And here it is on KFJC. So we've heard Ezra Collective, Pure Shade, and Maisha, Inside the Acorn. On We Out Here, they're actually individual bits and pieces of people. I'm going to introduce the next band with their album, or the next outfit, which is the Sons of Kemet. And we've been playing one of the Sons of Kemet albums here on KFJC called... Why can I not read this? Your Queen is a Reptile. I love that. As opposed to My Queen, who is not a reptile. Essentially, the feeling is that the needs, experiences, and political wherever of non-white people is not being considered in Britain. We will get to Your Queen is a Reptile, but right now we're going to listen to another Sons of Kemet album, which is called Burn. And we're going to hear the first track, which is called All Will Surely Burn, here on KFJC. Once again, this is a jazz collective all about the new jazz scene in Britain. I'm Ann Arbor. I'll be with you for 4 hours. And right now, I'm introducing the cast of characters. And then we'll go deeper into their work. Using for my guidance an article I read in Mojo Magazine, which lists the 10 key recordings from the UK jazz explosion. And so right now, we're only playing these 10 key recordings. We'll go deeper, of course, later on. But here we go. So this is, as I said, Sons of Kemet, who are led, arguably, by Shabaka Hutchings, but Moses Boyd, Theon Cross, and a host of others also play in that outfit. And we will hear from them as well. So All Will Surely Burn on KFJC. Ha ha ha! Surely Burn on KFJC, The Sons of Kemet, from the album Burn, one of the top 10 albums from the UK jazz explosion, the London jazz scene, the scene that we are exploring today for 4 hours here on the Jazz Collective. I'm Ann Arbor, and right now I'm introducing the cast of characters. The Ezra Collective, Maisha, Sons of Kemet. Sons of Kemet are really, really important in the scene. And their leader is Shabaka Hutchings, whom we're going to hear next. The album that sort of, if you were buying an album that introduced you to the scene, I would recommend We Out There, which is what we're listening to, put together by Giles Peterson, a well-known DJ in Britain, and you can catch him on the web. Brownswood Recordings is the label. We Out There. Yes, he just started a new label called ARC, but we're not there today. We're with Brownswood Recordings. And I should mention that Giles Peterson had a We Out There festival in Cambridgeshire last summer. And I'm guessing he'll do it again this year. I don't know. But in fact, I do know because I saw the tickets are going to go on sale in the near future. I think next month. So something, if you feel like going to the UK to listen to great music, check out the We Out There Festival. Okay, so we're going to meet Shabaka Hutchings now. This is his track called Black Skin, Black Masks. And again, it's on the We Out There album on Brownswood Recordings here on KFJC. Shabaka Hutchings, Black Skin, Black Masks, from the album We Out There, kind of the compilation that brings together kind of the who's who of the up-and-coming London jazz scene. And right now, I'm introducing the players. I'm Ann Arbor, hosting the Jazz Collective this morning until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And we are focusing on the music of Swinging London, the UK jazz explosion. And right now, I mentioned a bit earlier that there are 10 core albums that are considered kind of best of the scene, and I'm focusing on those 10 albums. I will include others as well, but I am really right now focusing in on the 10 albums that really give you a picture of who's who and what this scene is about. So Sons of Kemet, is the leader is Shabaka Hutchings, and two other players are Theon Cross, the tuba player, and Moses Boyd. Theon Cross is up next. What I like in many of these outfits is that they have multiple percussionists, and they have instruments like tuba in there, giving a wonderful bassy sound. Theon Cross is the guy. This is his track called Broccoli, Broccley. And here it is on KFJC.
Yeah.
Theon Cross, one of the members of Sons of Kemet, the tuba guy. And we heard his track, Broccoli. Up next, Moses Boyd, also a member of Sons of Kemet. And this is his track called The Balance from the album We Out There. Again, we're introducing the cast of characters from the new London music scene. I'm Ann Arbor, and this is 4 hours of New London Jazz on KFJC for you for Freakweek.
Thank you.
Okay. Moses Boyd, The Balance, from We Out There. Another of the key players in Sons of Kemet, Moses Boyd. Up next, Nubia Garcia. One of the things that's wonderful in this scene is that there seem to be some amazing up-and-coming women players. And I would say Nubia Garcia is one of those. She plays with a variety of bands in this scene. And this is, I think, her own track. It's called Once. And here it is.
Thank you.
Nubia Garcia, who is a sax player, flute player, and composer. Here we heard her as composer. The track was called Once, the album We Out There on Brownswood Recordings. We Out There, if you buy one album to get a taste of this scene, I would recommend We Out There, because it's kind of who's who, put together by Giles Peterson. Up next is Triforce, and the track is Walls. In fact, Triforce is up next here on KFJC. I'm Ann Arbor. This is the Jazz Collective, and today it's all about what's new in the London jazz scene. Thank you. Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills, and this is the Jazz Collective, hosted today by Ann Arbor. We're looking at the new London jazz scene. We've just heard Triforce and Walls from the album We Out There, which we have featured throughout the first hour of this show, and we still have a couple of more tracks to play. This is We Out There is Giles Peterson showcasing who he considers to be sort of the all-stars of the new London jazz scene. And we will see that they play in other bands and with in various combinations and permutations. So we will be listening to all of that during the next 3 hours here.
The following hour of programming is a rebroadcast from the KFJC archive. Efforts have been made to remove references to time-sensitive information, but some may remain.
Next, Joe Armin Jones. This is Go See, from We Out There.